Thanks for being here, Patrick.
You are welcome. Thank you so much also for inviting me.
I'd like to begin by asking you about the situation in South Sudan right now. People continue to suffer with the deteriorating economy and civil workers not being paid on time. Can you fill us in just a little bit on how things are right now at home, back at home in Juba?
Yeah, things are not good. For example, today all shops are closed, by the way. This is as a result of fighting that took place in Sudan, and there have been a report that South Sudanese were killed, and as such, there were protests yesterday in Juba, and some shops belonging to Sudanese were vandalized. So today, all shops in Juba, first of all, are closed, and the government has just declared a curfew that from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m., people should not move. But that's just one part. The other issue is, of course, the economy is not doing well. The oil production had shut down for a year. And, you know, South Sudan's economy depends largely on oil. Actually, oil money funds about 90% of the budget of South Sudan. So as such, civil servants have not been paid for a year now.
A year? I mean, that's crazy. How do they survive?
Well, many of the civil servants have to, you know, do some private work. For example, you go and work half day and then you have to go and ride motorcycle, taxi to generate some little money.
Or all because the government is not paying
because
them for
the government
their work
is not paying.
That they are doing every day.
Exactly, exactly. So you have to do something to at least get some money, or you know, you have to maybe make what we call chapati. Chapati is a kind of bread made of wheat flour, and you sell so that you get something small to keep the family.
I can't even imagine. So you mentioned about the curfew. Juba and several other towns are under this curfew after the riots broke out, I believe over this alleged massacre that involved the South Sudanese civilians in Sudan's Wad Madani. What do you know about that?
Well, the president has just released a statement, which I have seen. President Salva Kiir has called for calm and has said that he has instructed the Minister of Foreign Affairs to talk to the Sudanese ambassador in South Sudan to ensure that there is investigation into what happened in Wad Madani so that a proper report is given. But of course, today there has been really tension. I have called home. They told me all shops are closed. They had to go to a factory to look for water for drinking because nobody is working. So the situation remains tense.
I can imagine. So finally, just give me the idea or the sentiments you're feeling right now about the upcoming inauguration of President-elect Donald Trump, and you're here for that.
I am very, very excited because, you know, in South Sudan, we've never had elections since we got independence. As a journalist, I've never covered. And to be here to really witness how democracy works and to see how power is, you know, transferred from one president to another president-elect is amazing. And I believe this is giving me experience to prepare for our elections, which is scheduled for 2026. It was supposed to happen last year, but it has been postponed for several reasons. So, yes, we are waiting for that, and I hope this covering this inauguration is going to give me a bit of an idea of how to cover ours when the time comes.